don't think of something extra ordinary like watching statistics and doing that kind of stuff. No, I didn't do that. I was just watching matches, trying to understand that the patterns and the way and the mental side as well, the way the thing in the court, because these players, I mean, they are the best example if you want to make it big in the game. So in that way, I meant analyzing. I didn't, not too much, not expert level, you know. Just by watching matches, highlights. I mean, there are great players to watch. Him, Rafa, Djokovic, very good examples of how to improve your game. And I'm pretty sure it helped me.
Yeah, well, he had an outstanding performance last night, defeating the great Roger Federer. But the one we've been all talking about this morning, TK, has been Ash Barty. Phenomenal performance against Maria Sharapova. She's now into the quarterfinals. And on the line to discuss all the latest at the Australian Open is Roger Rashid. Good morning, Rog.
Morning, guys. Welcome back. What's it feel like? You've been rusty or
very rusty, mate, but jumped out of bed this morning. I arrived here at work. TK's got a bit of the flu, so he's not in the best shape, but he's battling on. You'd be very impressed with his mental strength, Rog.
Not grumpy.
No, he's actually all right. The best form I've seen him in early in the season.
I'm not grumpy. I'm not normally grumpy.
At times you are.
Yeah.
Sometimes they call
it telling
the truth.
I didn't want to cause a conflict early. So
give it to him, Rog. Hammer him early.
So, TK, you just proved you are grumpy.
No, I'm not grumpy. Right.
I said to him one day, I said, no, I won't tell that story. A bit too early.
Ash Barty against Kvitova, mate. They've met on three occasions. Kvitova's won all three. Kvitova's going to start the favourite again. Barty will be the outsider. Realistically, what do you think?
Well, first of all, her job against Sharapova was outstanding, coming from a set down and then powering through and winning the second 6-1, leading heavily in the third. And then Maria just showed why her qualities are so rare, her ability to fight and block things out and almost put herself back completely in the match where she was level terms. And so Ash to finish that off was fantastic. Loved the way she did it. She finished it with an ace, so she went big. And now she plays Kvitova. There's no reason. Look, Kvitova was my favourite actually out before the tournament. I thought she was okay. And the reason being is I thought she would just, she's the way I've seen her play through, not necessarily in Brisbane, but more importantly in Sydney, where she's early in the matches, where she's just free hitting the ball and her accuracy. When she beat Kerber, I was so impressed with her tennis. She's got herself super fit. So she's just a tough player to play when she's on. She takes the racket out of your hand. It's all about her half of the court. And this is a different scenario, though. Yes, I know she beat Ash in Sydney, but a little bit of a different scenario here at the Australian Open. It's a bigger court, a different court, different environment being Grand Slam tennis. And Ash will start slight. She'll be an outside favourite. She won't be the favourite, but I think it's virtually on the knife's edge as far as in my opinion, because she knows that she can put herself in a winning position against Kvitova, and I think that all the lessons she learned in Sydney are going to hold her in good stead. But yeah, big match.
Well, if that's the case, mate, you take Ash Barty. She's $2.40. Kvitova's $1.58.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you want some value, yeah.
No, sure. Is it a toss of the coin or
no?
You...
No, I lean a bit of it purely because of what I've seen consistently over the last few weeks, and the fact that she can take the game away from you. There's not very many opponents that can actually take the game away from you where you don't have a play for a while, and she's one of those people. So even when you're playing well, if she strikes and gets a little hot, you're a spectator more so, and it's more so her flatness of ball, her direction, and also how deep she's able to hit the ball, and that's where she burns you.
What about today's match, mate? Simona Halep up against Serena Williams. Halep is the outsider, $3.30. Serena Williams the favourite, $1.34.
Yeah, and that's where isn't that funny? She's the number one player in the world. So beat Venus. I thought she was really impressive against Venus. A different type of player, Venus to Serena. There's no doubt about that. But I'm leaning Simona. I like, you know, there'll be a heavy audience there. I think they'll get on Simona. I think they'll be backing her in. You know, they like the Australian connection, even though Darren's not in her box now. Darren Cahill is in her coach's box. She's. I just feel like it's. Yeah, I'm going there. So I've liked the way she's played, a lot more aggressive, she really took it to Venus aggressively, from a physical standpoint. And she's she's a fighter. There's a reason why she's number one player in the world. So it will be it'll be a big upset. Will it be a major upset? No, it won't be. It would be an upset on paper, but it wouldn't be a major upset in a lot of people's eyes because of the quality of tennis that she's played.
We heard from Roger Federer earlier on this morning, Roger, in his post-match press conference. He was fantastic again. You know, he just heaped praise on Tsitsipas. Just gave him full credit. It was as close. I mean, it came down to about 3 or 4 points, didn't it?
Yeah, well, look, it was a remarkable match. I mean, I'm not sure if you watched it, but it was a highlights reel virtually all the time. And the fact that these were two free-flowing, swinging tennis players. I mean, you got a 20-year-old, you know, he's a great young man. He has been from day one. He's philosophical. He sees big picture stuff. He's got a lot of respect, both he and his family around the courts when they first came on the scene. His father's with him all the time. And he plays a great game, a great brand of game. It's a very much a you know, Roger Federer brand where he goes after the ball big too. It's not a small strike, and he's so athletic, and not just athletic, wide of the court, going across left to right, but forward of the court. And you know what people haven't talked about is his stride, his big body, and how he looks on the tennis court. He actually looks extremely large on the tennis court as far as length and also width. He puts his hands out, he covers the court at the net, and he's hard to pass. You don't see a lot of real estate around him or in front of him or above him. So, and he played red line tennis. There weren't the unforced errors. I saw him play in Sydney. There are real patches where he didn't serve or had a lot of unforced errors. And it's amazing when you get, Lars, you would know this. I mean, you'll find players that you see come out and they make a team or they make the grade. And when they play, but some will play this big match and actually expose themselves and do and be available full time, like mentally and their skill set. And you think, oh, these guys, that's the one that's going to make it. That's the one that's got the ability to play the big, you know, in the big games. And you're looking for those type of big time athletes.
Yeah.
And he's definitely one of those. And that was a great launching pad. I thought Roger played great. When I say played great, I mean there are people there. People now, I've been, you know, I've looked a little bit of the press and they're talking about, oh, it wasn't Roger's best night. I mean, that's rubbish. The facts are that you have an opposition and you are forced to play a certain way. And Roger was only, a couple of points away, really. I mean, he had the better second set, should have been 2 sets to love up, wasn't. Then it just was tied all the way through and there's a result.
Yeah. Could that have possibly been the last time we see Roger out here?
I wouldn't think so.
No.
I don't think so because it's not as if he's falling in a heap and just trying to survive and when he's ranked 30 in the world and really battling away. I mean, his tennis is still so pure. 37, he's covering the court just as well as a younger 20-year-old who's a really good athletic player. As I said, he was winning the first set. He's a couple of points away from the second. He had opportunity, just didn't grab them on break points, and so. That was the tale, when you don't win those break points. And I think so. Look, he also indicated that he's playing the clay court season this year. He hasn't done it for the last 2 years. He's looked after his body, given him some freedom. So some people are suggesting, is this a farewell tour? Because he normally saves himself for the grass, knowing that he could possibly, he can probably win Wimbledon. But I don't think that is. I think Roger, look, I'm not sure, but we would hope that if Roger decides that he's going to leave the game at some point, that he would announce his schedule, and we would enjoy what's been an outstanding and remarkable career. But I can't see it happening. I can't see it happening this year.
Well, let's hope he comes back. Mate, just a quick one. Without Roger there, Novak Djokovic now for the overall title. $1.80. Nadal, $3. Zverev, $16. Tsitsipas is $16. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he firms. There's no doubt. He takes on Medvedev, who's a tricky component opponent today, and then he's got Nishikori potentially, who I think gets through in the quarterfinals, and Zverev potentially, I would think, would be the player. Actually, I'm not sure as sure as Zverev. There's opportunity there on that that bottom half of the draw, but I think Novak, yes. And I like Nadal. He plays Tiafo, the young American kid who beat Grigor Dimitrov yesterday. So let's hope it's Nadal Tsitsipas. That would be interesting. Because that would be a really interesting matchup. I'd like to see how Nadal deals with Tsitsipas in a semi-finals of a Grand Slam.
Yeah, well, he's caught everyone's attention too. Tiafoe too, hasn't he? He's done well. Yeah.
Gets his shirt off like Rog.
Yeah. No, he's big. He's got some, and he's backing himself in. Hey, look, his story is unbelievable. You know, his mother won a lottery, a US lottery, to get a visa to come and live in America. And they were in New York, and his dad was a janitor at a tennis club. They built a tennis club, and they were him and his brother. They were living at the tennis club. They were basically tennis rats. He said to his parents, I think he's quoted, he said 10 years ago that I'm going to get, I've got to do something good, get everyone out of here. And he's doing that as well. So very humble,
yep.
Very respectful, but he's got some fun and got some big game.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us, and we'll speak later in the week.
See you, boys.